Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Ken Melender down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk with a friend of mine over in northern Minnesota, pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl, about fall fishing. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-side that fits your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down Hayward Bait and Bottle. I got Ken in here again. And Ken, you know, we just had that big Muskies Inc. tournament this last weekend. And, you know, actually pretty good. I don't know if that was a record number of fish or not, but I think remember 81 fish caught in the tournament.
Yep, that's what I believe. And, you know, a gentleman from Winter, he did pretty well out of Moose Lake.
You bet. Well, you know, it's about time somebody won on that lake for a change in the number of fish that are in it. But anyway, the muskies were biting pretty good, and you know, there was it wasn't all on suckers. In tournament, of course, there's no suckers, but overall, I'm hearing that they're hitting both suckers. What I'm seeing out there too, they're hitting suckers, and they're still hitting baits, even topwater baits.
Especially on the darker waters, when the muskies are up shallower, they seem to be snapping on anything. It just depends upon the muskie's attitude.
You bet. You know, we had pretty good luck with topwaters is what we were throwing. This way. Most of our action was on topwaters. How about walleyes? Have you heard much anything there?
Some of the clear waters of walleyes are still in, you know, that 20 to 28 feet. So they're schooling up. I was on live scope the other day on a lake, and there's probably 80, 90 fish in that school, but they weren't biting very well that day. But that was in the middle of the day, so this cold snap, you know, they should start moving a little bit shallower.
Well, yes, cold snap is right. The water temperature really dropped. I mean, it was only a few days, but we're recording this, Monday here, but a few days ago, the water temperature was, you know, like 64, 65 degrees, and then now, last night, I was reading 57 degrees out there on one lake.
Yeah, well, in the last week, we were above average, and now this week, going forward, we're below average temps, so it's going to kick us back into normal water temperatures this time of year after, you know, this week.
Right, and we get into that mid to upper 50-degree range, and we get some wind. Some of the lakes that stratify are going to start turning over.
Yep, and usually you can kind of get to the access, and you can smell it, and you go, oh, maybe it's time to go to a different lake for a couple of days.
That, and if you're forced to fish out of a lake and it is in turnover and the lake gets dingy, it's got, you can see floating weeds and stuff, and you know that water temperature is 55 to 57 degrees, somewhere's in there, you know, go shallow, because I've seen where a lot of these fish get up in the greenest weeds they can find, and it seems like maybe that's where the best oxygen is.
Yeah, especially on the windy days. I always follow the wind in the fall, and be surprised that spinnerbaits catch a lot of fish that time of year.
You bet. You know, and we were talking about the walleyes. I mean, have you heard anything about the trolling? Is anybody trolling for them, or has it been mostly a jig with a big sucker minnow bite?
Most of the schools are relatively tight to the greenest weeds when they do make contact. So a lot of guys are just spot locking and throwing bobbers at them.
You bet. And how about panfish? I know the panfish action has actually been pretty good, too.
Last time I was on the lake, a lot of the panfish were suspended in a water column, you know, within 5-6 feet down.
Yeah. You know, and I've been fishing a couple of lakes. There's a lot of fish on the cribs right now. There's some lakes they're not on the cribs. They're in the basin. They're relating to deeper water in a lot of lakes that I'm fishing, but the cribs are holding a lot of fish and a lot of bait fish, too, it seemed like.
Yeah, they will until the fall turnover, and it seems like out on Nelson, a lot of crappies and panfish still on the cribs on the main river channel. Out on the Floyd, on Chief, there's three sets of cribs that got a lot of crappies on them right now.
You bet. So it's a good time to go after some panfish. And let's talk a little bit about the bass fishing. Bass fishing gets pretty good in the fall, too.
Yeah, they like rattle traps for some reason. It's reaction bait, you know. They suspend it in the weeds, especially on bright sunny days. They go in there where the water temp's a little bit warmer.
You know, a lot of guys wouldn't think of that. You know, they think, well, if it's the water temperature's down, we want to slow way down and fish with like a plastic worm or something. But there's a time there when they want reactive bite baits.
Well, I just go by water temp. So, you know, back in the spring, you know, when the water temp's 57 to 60 degrees, reaction baits work really well. So jerk baits will come into play too, back for the smallies on the edge of a weed line, because they'll be cruising on the edge of them. They'll go up on top of the flats, and spinner baits, smallies love chartreuse, white bladed or white skirt with gold and silver Colorado blades. You can catch them in, you know, 3 to 4 feet of water.
When do you expect, I know a lot of people fish smallies, when do you expect the smallies to start moving, gravitating toward that 20 to 30 feet of water or even more?
It's usually after the turnover. I don't know what the exact water temp, every lake's a little bit different. I think it depends upon water clarity and where the thermocline is.
You bet. You know, and it's an interesting time to get out there and fishing. I know hunting seasons are open right now. You got guys gearing up for that. I think you guys got a good selection here of crossbows yet and a bunch of archery stuff. And there's quite a few people that are starting to get switching from fishing to the hunting mode.
Yep, we've had a lot of guys come in and, you know, they want to upgrade their gear and get new strings and cables put on just to be on the safe side. A lot of bows were handed down through generations and getting repaired and set. So it's nice that the younger generation is getting involved in the archery, too.
Seems like a lot of deer out there this year, and a lot of things are going to change here in a few counties here because of the no baiting and no feeding rule.
Granted, we didn't have a lot of rain this spring, but the horns seem to be doing quite well, according to some of the photographs that customers share with other customers within the store, and they happen to share it with us, too. And, boy, there's some big ones out there.
You know, I guess with that going out there, like I said, with no baiting and feeding, the deer that have been being fed all summer long are going to reestablish a whole different way of they travel and where they're going, the food source. So if you're getting out there, you better re-scout it again if you've already scouted it before the ban.
You know, there is advantages and disadvantages to baiting. So for the true, really big buck hunter, where a big buck will run 4 square miles and they end up, you know, running their trap lines a few times, those archery guys will have an advantage over the ones, you know, over the farm country bucks, because they're accustomed to not traveling as much during the day, and, you know, they've become nocturnal. There'll be a few days. There's like a 6-day window towards the end of October where almost all the bucks are on their feet, especially when they're trying to establish territory and protecting their breeder scrapes.
You bet. You know, and that's always a good time. Anyway, you guys are really well equipped here for the fall hunting season and the fishing season. Guys want to get out for late season muskies or walleyes, you got lots of bait and tackle here in the store.
Yeah, for those anglers that don't have the electronics, the Lindy rigs and trolling crankbaits can still work, cover a lot of water, and, you know, find the areas of the lake that you know, have the most bait, watching your electronics, and you might as well be fishing as you're, you know, checking out the lake, because this is the time of year fish move, migrate, move, constantly changing.
Well, Ken, a lot of great information there. I want to thank you for taking the time with our listeners here.
All right. Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl about fall fishing. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people I get on here from time to time is a friend of mine over in northern Minnesota, pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl. I had a chance to talk to Bro the other day on the phone about fall fishing and a lot more. Bro, good to have you on the show here again, talking a little bit about late fall fishing.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
You know, as we get into the late part of the fall, a lot of guys put their boats away, but, you know, that could be some of the best fishing of the year, actually, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, falls are not predictable. Sometimes fall comes early, and we'll have, in northern Minnesota, we'll have fall starting up in the middle of September. And the last couple of years, fall started in October. And, you know, with the cooling water temperatures and all that stuff. And the thing happens is, as it's cooling in October, you could get winter quick up here. And so we hope we get it earlier, you know, but it hasn't happened the last couple of years. It's been October.
And we always got the fall turnover thing. And this year, up by me up here, the water temperatures are still warm.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we had. I've been out through the whole thing, but this really windy and rainy stuff has dropped it, and we're going to see temperatures plummet into the 50s here, and we're going to see a really good late bite. As long as we don't drop, you know, we've had snowstorms at the end of October, full-blown winter, and it never comes back. So I'm hoping it doesn't do that, because I've seen it go from one extreme to another.
Yeah, you know, well, them lakes usually don't go through that turnover until you get down to the mid to the, you know, somewhere's the 55 to 57 degrees. And that's going to happen pretty quick, I think, here. And it generally does happen about the first part of October every year.
Oh, it does. Even before, I remember seeing those temperatures, the mid-September times around that 18th through the 20th. And now it's pushing back. And it starts where the walleye start getting active with the weather patterns, and then the perch move up, and people are like, where'd all these big perch come from on the area lakes? With Leech, Winnebagoche, Cass, Bemidji have some really nice jumbo perch, and not super trophy area, but consistent 10.5 to 11.5 with some 12, 13 inches in there. In the last, you know, close recent years, seeing a few that touch 14 and over, and I've heard of a 16. And that's not normal for this, but we have rusty crayfish, and they're really feeding them up. Between rusties and zebra mussels, there's some kind of thing that's making them grow super fast. And so we always had jumbo perch in a lot of lakes in Minnesota don't have them, but in this area, there's jumbo perch in almost every lake, but even the lakes that don't have rusties. And they moved up, and they're on a feed bag big time. So I'd be guiding for walleyes, and it's hard to get away from them.
Well, you know, when you're talking about jumbo perch and big perch, I mean, we've got some lakes around here in northern Wisconsin that have big perch in them too. But you'll have a lot of smaller perch too. And how do you go about trying to figure out where the bigger ones are when you're looking for the jumbo or larger size perch?
Well, I'll use side imaging. And, you know, the larger perch are not far off of a school of walleyes. They're fatter, and you can really see them. They really show up really well in hummingbird side imaging. And I use that a lot. I know everybody's using forward viewing, but side imaging is still a key player because I have 360 up front, which is nice so I don't run into stuff, because when I'm on lakes with big rocks and stuff, you can see them coming up with that 360 and avoid them. But with side imaging, you can tell what perch are big and what aren't. And, you know, you get a good idea what's there. And if you could drive over perch, they're not that spooky. And you can look at them with down imaging and 2D sonar. You get a good perspective of it. And you can use forward viewing, but you can't do it really fast. So I'm really liking, you know, some of that technology that was the precursor to forward. And then once you're on them, you could use forward to cast to them, see where they're sitting now. But I like to use bigger minnows and plastics if I can. I've been using Northland Eye Candy. And you've got to be careful with scents because it absorbs scent. And earlier in the year, I put a whole bunch of kind of shrimp flavored scent on this stuff. Procure has some stuff, and I'm not sponsored by it, but I laced it and it didn't work. And I'm like, oh man, I just wasted a whole bunch of stuff. And then about August, when they're hitting them crayfish really hard, this stuff was amazing. And I'm just absolutely killing fish on it right now. Still, they're eating crayfish. They love those rusty crayfish, and our area lakes are full of them. Doesn't matter if you use a minnow or a paddle tail, or you can even take their crawler. They have it's TPE, so it's really tough to cut, but I'll cut it with a scissors and make little Nedster type of rigs, and the perch just inhale them, and it's a lot of fun. We had a minnow crisis over here because a lot of our minnow ponds froze out, so the trappers couldn't get them, and that was in, if I'm not mistaken, your area, North and South Dakota. So plastics, we had to really lean on them. And but now minnows are starting to catch up. They stocked them, they grew, and we're doing good for minnows. But it's been a really kind of an odd bite because water's warm, and you gotta have minnows, you gotta have plastics, and you gotta have night crawlers, because you're still pitching bobbers to fish you see, and you're jigging, but paddle tails are really hard to beat.
And when do you start using the type of presentations that you use in the wintertime? Do you use them at all, like spoons or the little jigging wrap type baits, like the puppet minnows, that type of stuff?
The puppet minnows are extremely good. The fish are so full, we need this fall temperature to come so we can start throwing puppets. And there's so many colors, you got to wash colors, but you don't want to throw it and jig it too fast. Lift and let it hit. Lift and let it hit. Doesn't have a front hook, so you can bounce it off the sand. Traditional puppet minnows, I'd go with smaller sizes, like a PM4, PM3, and with the pitching puppet, no more than 3/8, probably lighter, because the fish are not really active. They're not scrounging. They're just sitting by miles of bait. There's so many perch up here that are floating around. Everybody talks about how much bait there is in the water up here, and the fish are still biting. You have to work harder. And when the perch grow next year, it's going to be an amazing bite. And if it's not super good next year, the following year, because perch are cannibals, and once they grow to a certain size, they'll feed on their young, and it's going to be really good.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of bait showing up on our locators here in our lakes. You, everywhere you go, you're seeing a lot of bait in the water and small fish. Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. And when we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with pro angler and fishing guide Brad Roosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All the current antiques and household items are now on sale and all must go to make room for the sports shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Bro Roosdahl.
When you're trying to find a bigger perch, so is there, you think there's a certain type of bottom structure that seems to be better for the larger size perch other than just finding the general run-of-the-mill perch out there?
Oh, absolutely. If you're just fishing sand, you're not going to do as good. Small rocks to big rocks, softball-sized rocks, baseball-sized rocks, really good for perch with a few boulders. If the rocks are too big, and it's a boulder pile, there's going to be, things with teeth out there, and they're going to scare the perch. Wherever I find big perch, there's always walleyes or muskies or pike on the edge of them. And one of the key things to remember is perch eat crayfish. Crayfish love rocks they can hide in. And if they don't have rocks, cara or filamentous algae or elodea, northern milfoil, and some lakes have Eurasian milfoil, edges of that stuff are going to hold perch, but they do like the hard to soft bottom edges around the weeds. So if you have a sand flat that has milfoil, whether it's Eurasian or northern natural milfoil that meets cara, you're going to have a perch population. And places like bulrushes are too shallow right now. That's not going to work. But that same scenario, adding 3-4 feet, is going to be really good. And to get to the big ones, you need the best structure you can find.
Well, you know, in, when you're looking for that rock, the good thing about finding rock, that's one of the easiest structures to find. If you've got good sight imaging and you've got it dialed in good, because it's really easy to see them subtle transitions from sand or softer bottom to a rock. You can actually see the rocks. You can tell the size of the rocks or boulders. It's much easier with the sight imaging nowadays. And even the 360, Mega 360 will tell you too.
Absolutely. You can see hard bottom patches. And if you don't have it, but you do have down imaging, Hummingbird down imaging shows the hard bottom edges. And that's the thing to remember. You can see it on 2D sonar. You'll see where there's stratification in the signal. But when you're dealing with down imaging, side imaging, it just goes really white really fast, like real density. And it's really nice. I keep an eye on those spots because they're going to be players when I'm guiding in the winter. I like to start for perch and then go for walleyes, because walleyes here with the clear glacial lakes, they can be reluctant. There's some people that really want to fish walleyes all day, and I'll do it. We'll run and gun, but the hour power, you know, in the evening's really good, but it will target perch and then switch to walleyes. And, you know, I don't even put GPS marks on my hummingbirds anymore, because it changes so much. The best trips I have are when I'm really going out and fishing and working it. And the thing is, I'm very helpful when I'm on the lake. People come up to me, hey, we're not going to move in on you. I say, just find something like this. And they go out there, they go, thanks for the advice, it worked. And, you know, and we want to help each other. Everybody wants to catch fish.
You bet. Well, you know, we're getting really close to the ice fishing season here. I mean, we're a month away. Actually, we're only weeks away from some of the first ice fishing shows. And people will be out there looking at ice fishing equipment and starting to make plans for winter even.
Oh, absolutely. You can't beat the Hummingbird Mega Live Ice Bundle. It is arguably, in down mode, the best unit on the ice. Now, in forward viewing, everybody's racing to see the other shore. Well, you know, that's nice if you're looking for crappies in a basin. But when you're using down in a fish house or from your vehicle or out on the ice, it is the best, the most detailed. And in forward viewing, I can see in pretty good distances. And then I've got the Lake Master. I have 360, and it's all there on the ice. You know, it's amazing technology. And I've really been watching what we take and what we harvest.
Well, bro, I know, are you going to be having roadshow stuff for your coming up for the ice fishing stuff this year?
Absolutely. We're going to do the Bro Roadshow in November and December. We started in October last year. It was a little bit early, and can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be fun. We're going to try to pick good topics and keep it going. It's fun because I get to see everybody on those nights, and so we're going to pick that up in November and December and keep it timely, topics good, and some good advice what's going on.
Well, bro, anybody wants information on that, when you'll be having that, or on your guide service over there, how do they find information?
Just go to brosguideservice.com, and if you want to check out what's going on, go to Brian Brosdahl Promotions, and just look up the stuff here. You can follow what I'm doing every day. You can see pictures. You know, I'm a guide that actually posts pictures because, you know, I always tell Heather, I want to prove that I was there. And you got to have pictures because people can talk the talk, but I got pictures to make the walk.
Well, thanks a lot, bro, for coming on here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Everybody, get out and have fun. Go fishing and enjoy these great resources.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNOradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there too. to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.